The Murdoch family were celebrating Biden's win. Check this broad out. Look, she says, we did it. Well, first off, who's we?
Yeah, wait a second.
We did it from Catherine Murdoch. Who is we?
All right, folks, it's time for our new media segment. Now, I've held for a long time that Fox News has never really been an ally. Look, they cater to conservative values, and there are a lot of good hosts on that network, like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, that expose a lot of the liberal lies and oftentimes side with the populism position. And so I think that they do reflect and represent conservative values really well, but there is a bit of a civil war happening within the Fox News network and organization. Now, I want to roll this clip from Steven Crowder, because Steven Crowder, I think, pointed out a very good reason as to why this is happening within Fox News and why they're becoming more liberal as time goes on. And they've basically, a lot of them have jumped off of the Trump train, and they're going to live to regret it. But I want to roll this clip. Let's go ahead and play this. This is from Steven Crowder's show here.
And there are some people on air who are great, and there are a lot of people who are not what they would present themselves to be.
Yeah.
I will say that, and I think you're seeing it quite a bit right now. The Murdoch family. So we've gone from on-air talent, you know, and Donna Brazile, onto my mom. Okay. The Murdoch family were celebrating Biden's win. Check this broad out. Look, she says, we did it. Well, first off, who's we?
Yeah, wait a second.
We did it from Catherine Murdoch. Who is we? And I don't know who she's agreeing with. She's agreeing with someone, CNN's Jake Tapper. But we did it. That's pretty damning. Do you mean we, just the Murdoch family, in which case you own Fox News? And it's like, oh, that's also a problem.
All right.
I watched Bombshell and Loudest Voice in the Room. I feel like I'm informed. also, I was there when those things went down some of the time. Or did you mean we, as a network, did it? Either way, someone who is conservative, or at least even wants to present the appearance, keep up appearances, love, or were they Australian? Keep up appearances, love. Let's keep up appearances on the baby. The point is, you want to keep up appearances that you're unbiased or conservative.
Yeah.
You don't say we did it when Joe Biden was coronated the president by the media. And by the way, he is not president yet.
So Steven Crowder wasn't the only one to call this out. I saw a lot of kind of new media conservatives on YouTube and all kinds of platforms talking about this and really kind of fighting back against this. You saw Chance. There's a clip I want to roll of people when Fox News called it for Arizona so early. And that's what really, I think, tipped it for people, is that when Fox News was the first to call Arizona, and now we're seeing that it's like, what, below like 15,000? It's so close right now. And so I think that was the tipping point. That was the tipping point for a lot of people chanting Fox News sucks. So let's roll that clip.
But a loud and very boisterous crowd, you'll start here and then start up here. And they're actually chanting Fox News sucks. Fox News sucks. The reason why they're chanting that is because Fox News called Arizona for Biden yesterday.
All right, there you have it, folks. Look, I think it's incumbent on the Trump administration, too, if they do get ousted from the White House unfairly, to put that pressure on Fox News as the only conservative network, at least on mainstream, to keep it conservative, to keep it balanced, right? Because then you don't really have any representation outside of the Fox News network on mainstream media. There's a lot of great content creators online that are kind of keeping up that fight. But we'll see what the Trump administration does in regards to that. I think that they will be involved in regards to this kind of civil war that's kind of happening, not only in the Fox News network, but amongst the Republican Party as well. Very, very volatile times to come. Let me know what you think down in the comment section below. As always, consider subscribing, smash the like button. Catch you guys in the next segment. Peace.